Good Saturday morning to everybody, and welcome to Your Next Chapter, a production of Avery Heights Senior Living Community. Avery Heights is a 43-acre senior living community with a full continuum of care, including independent and assisted living, memory care, and a whole lot more. Now, this show will provide helpful tips and resources for older adults that will empower and encourage you in your life journey. From topics related to physical and emotional health, financial health, senior living communities, and a whole lot more. Along with Siobhan Stefarelli, I'm Gary Byron. Siobhan, how are you?
I'm good.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
How was your week?
It was good. I'm doing a lot of planning. We're heading to Disney.
Oh, I remember you mentioned that. When do you leave?
In 2 weeks.
Okay.
Two weeks,
yeah. So, is Disney... the weather down there, I know, is, a buddy of mine just came back from Disney. I haven't even seen him yet, but I know he came back Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Not today, it's Saturday. I mean, a week ago Saturday.
Yep.
And he said that the lines are crazy unless you get some, they have a new, like a, maybe it's
Disney
not new.
Genie pass.
Okay, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Where you jump to the front of the line.
Yes, you plan it out on your app. And then you arrive when it tells you, like at 10 o'clock, I'm going on that ride. It's actually really cool. I went years ago with my son, and I remember we had to stand in line, like the fast line or whatever. And now it's something where you actually have this genie thing and say like 10 o'clock, and then you go back. It's pretty cool.
So you're not wasting half your day standing in line
exactly.
for a two-minute ride.
Exactly. But it's a lot of planning with COVID to go to Disney now. You have to book all your parks. You have to book like everything you're going to do, all your restaurant stuff. Like there's no impulse.
Why?
You can't go, hey, because of COVID. They want to know how many people are going to be there.
In fact, it wasn't even as prevalent down there as it was up
well,
here.
Well, I think that they're planning ahead. Like what if we have... you know, something going on. And so if I'm booked for that park, they can reach out to me and say, hey, today we're closed because of XYZ. I think that's why.
What if?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot
what
of planning.
If anything?
But they are amazing though. I called up on a Sunday and this guy on the phone and he walked me through everything. Like I had all these plans. He goes, no. He goes, do you mind if I switch everything around? And he told me which parks to go to on what day and how to do it. And he was really cool. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See, look, you know all about this. And I guess you
I do
have
now.
To because you're leaving.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But it's a lot of work to go to Disney. And it's super expensive now, too. So, yeah, when I went with my son,
like
$100
to get in.
The cost.
Right? It's like $100 to get in right now. Right?
Oh, the park you meant. I'm sorry. I thought you meant the whole trip.
Oh, no. No. No, like each park is like $100 to get in, isn't it?
I don't know. I got a package, and the package was pretty expensive. Yeah.
Like a package for like each of the parks. There's three, right? There's the Epcot.
There's Epcot, Magic Kingdom.
And then the movie studio.
And the movie, but there's one more.
Oh, there's four now.
Yeah, there's four. Animal Kingdom.
That's Busch Gardens, isn't it?
No. Busch Gardens is a whole nother company.
Oh, boy, I don't know what
I've
been living under a rock, I guess.
When you decide to go.
Let me put my Spotify on and and my flip phone and good Lord. I'll put my CD deck on in my car. I don't know. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
You have to have all these apps on my phone. I got two apps for it on my phone, and yeah, it's intense.
Now, can you still see Mickey Mouse?
Yes. Okay. Actually, we're having breakfast with Mickey and Minnie and a bunch of the characters. We're having brunch with them. I'm really excited. I'm like a little kid. My daughter's 13. My stepdaughter is 20. She's 22 now. And I think my stepdaughter and I are more excited than my daughter. We're like, because I said to her, do you want to do the character breakfast? And my stepdaughter's like, yes. And then she picked them all out, which ones she wanted to do. She's never gone. She never got to go as a kid. So
oh,
she's very
well, then
excited.
There. Okay. Well,
she's
that
really
explains
excited.
It.
Yes. Yes. So it's
character
her first time.
Breakfast.
Yes. Yeah.
You get to pick any of the ones that you
want.
Yeah,
yeah. It's really fun. I did it with my son. My son's 30 now, so he's a little bit older. I have a huge gap between kids, but it was really fun. Yeah.
This is something, in order to do everything you want to do, you got to get there. What time do they open? Like 8 o'clock?
Well, they do, but again, because you pay for the package and because you have all these, you know, genie passes and all this stuff, I paid for everything to make it convenient. I really don't. I can plan out what time I'm going to get there and... You can go there early, too, like because if you stay on campus, you can go at like, I think it's like 6 or 7 a.m. And it's before the parks open. There's like an hour that you can go. And that's like the best time to go. I did that with my son and there was like no one there. It was really good. But funny story, the one person I'm in line with behind me worked at Fox 61 and it was from Connecticut.
Who was it?
I can't even remember. Oh. It was one of the people that worked there, but it was hysterical.
Because I worked there for 9 years.
I can't remember. This was years ago. My son was like 7 years old. So this was years ago. But it was hysterical. Of all the people I'm in line with, and I turned around and I was like, whoa.
I have a similar story. All right. So in 1990.
Yeah.
I know. 32 years ago, yep. I went to the spring break in Daytona Beach with a bunch of buddies of mine.
Yep.
You know, college crazy. we took a day and we went to Disney because one of the people that was with us, like your stepdaughter, right? She's
yes.
never been to Disney.
Never yet.
Never been to Disney.
Yeah.
And we're like, all right, it's one day. All right, we'll go. So we're in line. Actually, this is the main entrance to get in.
Yeah.
And somebody said, I don't know your name, but do you, either you look like somebody that I know of,
yep.
or you're him, but I don't know his name. And I'm like, all right, try me. It's this total stranger. And he goes, first, what state are you from? And I go, Connecticut. And he goes, it's you. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, do you ever go on the Berlin Turnpike? And I'm like,
uh-oh, no.
Oh, I live in Newington.
I know, but the Berlin, well, anyway.
Well, oh, yeah, because back then, there were all the no-tell motels,
exactly.
Right? Yes, I know.
Back then, yeah.
But we
yeah.
used to race cars on the Berlin Turnpike.
They still do.
Yeah, not as much as they used. They cut
yeah.
back on that.
They have the ATVs now.
Yes, I know.
That's a huge thing.
That
yeah.
I don't get on.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, my God, this is my neck of the woods. It probably is me. He goes, what is your name? And I thought, well, my name is Gary. And he goes, I just see you every now and then up there. And I'm like, and he introduces himself. He goes, yeah, I live in, I don't know, Meriden or something like that. And I'm like, well, nice to meet you.
Do you start to back up, though? You're from Connecticut. I know you backed up because, like, wait a minute. You're not from, you know, wait a minute.
It was bizarre. My friends were like, only you, Gary. I mean, that was bizarre. You're in Florida. You're in Disney. And some guy recognizes you from, you know, the Berlin Turnpike.
That's what my family always says. They were like, only you would have this experience.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're 1,500 miles away.
Yeah. The problem is you as well. I have a unique look. I'm not bragging or anything like that.
You and I both.
So people recognize me, you know, like even from high school. But I don't usually recognize other people. I ran into someone the other day at hockey, and she was like, oh, my gosh, Saban. And I'm like,
yes,
it's you.
Oh, my God. Okay. So along those lines, I was at the West Farms Mall Christmas shopping one time. This was about 10 years ago.
And people are out of context. So it's not.
Well, to make it worse, I must have been gazing out thinking. So evidently there was a person there who I did know because, I don't know, like a year, maybe not a year, maybe almost a year later, he's kind of giving me the cold shoulder. I'm like, did I do somebody? And he goes, all right. You kind of did, Gary. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I don't even know what did I do? Please tell me. It's unbeknownst to me. And he goes, you know, I saw you one day at the mall, and you looked right at me, and I'm kind of waving at you, and you just completely ignored me like you didn't even know me. And I said, well, first of all, that's not my character. I probably wasn't even paying attention. He goes, Gary, you looked right at me. And I go, I don't even know what to say to that. I go, I hate to admit this, I was probably not even looking at you, but yep. thinking and just staring.
Yep.
I can't articulate this. I go, but why would I ignore you? You're, I mean, I won't say we're not tight buddies, but a good acquaintance of mine. I know we know each other. And I said, well, number one, there's no malice here. Please forgive me.
Yep.
And oh my goodness, you've done nothing. And I apologize for that. And he goes, oh, okay. So I've just, yeah, no problem. I'm glad I ran into you then. He says, but yeah, I was always wondering what I ever did to you after. I'm like,
yeah, people
nothing.
Do get upset if you don't recognize them.
Yeah.
I have my husband and my daughter programmed. If I don't say their name, that means I don't know it. So if I say, hey, this is my daughter Bella, she needs to say, hi, and you are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how do you know my mother?
That's
you know?
A great plan.
You got to program the close people around you to, yeah, to pick up on the cue, because otherwise.
I'm
yes.
going to do that.
Yes.
I got my little guy, AJ.
Yes.
So if I forget, yeah.
yeah.
So when I
how do you know my
name,
mom? How do you know my dad? How do you know my dad? Yeah.
Yes. All right. I got to come up with like a code word for him.
Oh, no, you
just
if you don't introduce him. So if you say, you know, hey, this is my son, AJ. And then, like, you know, and he puts his say, hey, how do you know my dad? And then they'll say, hey, I know him from. And usually if they say where they know you from, then the stories start to, it's like, it's almost like data on Star Trek. All the stories start to roll in. Oh, I know you from, oh, I knew your dad in high school. Oh, and sometimes it's not good stories. So just try to hide your face. Because like, oh, this guy, you know.
like the story I just shared with you. Oh, my goodness. That is, I'm going to use that.
Yes.
Look at this. I'm so glad that we're here with each other this morning. I'm getting all these wonderful ideas. What's going on over at Avery Heights?
Good stuff.
Good.
We just did, we had National Assisted Living Week. And part of that theme this year was joyful moments. So we just honored our staff. We did a whole staff appreciation on Friday. We had massage, chair massage. We had essential oils where they got free, like, scrub for their hands. And she actually made a special joyful blend, which was really cool. And then we had special, like, craft cupcakes, macaroons, which were to die for. Elkie Short and Sweet, little shout out. She's amazing. And then she made these little, like, shooters. And they were, like, strawberry shortcake and pumpkin mousse. You can tell them all about the food. But it was really cool.
Always.
The staff, you know, our aides, our nurses, our line staff, which is like our dining room staff, just everybody came down. And we had hostesses that were there. And as they came down, we said, you know, thank you for all you do. And it was just, so we're going to try to do something now once a quarter, because it's, you know, not just National Assisted Living Week. It was really good. It was, and it felt good. You know, they work hard, and especially now with the shortage and, you know, people just don't want to work. And so, and our staff just double times it all the time, and double times it with a smile. And that's, it's one thing to work the hours and go, oh, I'm working it, you know, but it's another thing, you know. The girl at the front desk even said to me, she goes, I asked her to do something that was kind of outside of her realm a little bit. And she's, hey, we're a team here, you know.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like hearing that. Siobhan, tell me about the five wishes.
So the five wishes, I used to work in hospice, as I had mentioned,
right.
And I did a presentation on this many, many times. It's so important to have your advanced care planning done. A lot of people don't. And it's really, because I worked in hospice, I saw what happens when you don't have your advanced care planning, meaning, you know, someone who's going to be your healthcare proxy or your power of attorney, you don't have your will done. When you don't have these things done, it just, and who wants to do this stuff? You know, no one wants to plan for the end, but it's important to do so. So this booklet makes it super simple. You don't have to go to an attorney. You don't have to read all sorts of stuff that you don't understand. It's really, really basic, and it's legal, and it's legal, and it's binding. You know, yeah. So it's,
you know,
it's
I'm a little surprised because I obviously this is radio. There's no visual here, but I have this in my hands. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know how many pages, maybe 15 or so pages.
Yes.
It's not a real thick book, yet it's legal. You're saying it's a legal
document. It's legal, yeah.
It's not a lot of heavy reading here.
And it's in regular, you know,
commonese, right? Not legalese. It's common vernacular.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start off, I guess, this morning with you on this topic with something that's pretty elementary. Let's start off with what define it. What exactly is advanced care planning?
So it's definitely an ongoing process. So it's something that you should start early. Like for myself, I'm in my 50s. I'll admit it. And this is when, you know, you could even start earlier than that. But it's all about the end of life. It's like, what do you want to happen? You know, what are your values? What are your goals for the end? You know, having worked in hospice, I hate to, you know, it's going to sound weird, but I saw some beautiful passings. I saw some
beautiful
quality end of life. Mm. And your whole life, we plan, right? We plan our weddings, we plan college, we even plan our retirement. We were just talking about retirement earlier, but we don't plan our end of life because we think it's just going to, all of us want to go in our sleep, right? But
if it were up to me, I would sign up for that.
That's not in the book. Just doesn't work that way.
We don't get to choose.
Doesn't work that way. Well. But it's also definitely a discussion that you should have. Even though you're using the book, you should still have it with professionals, such as your doctor, elder law attorneys, financial planners, and, you know, non-professionals like people, your loved ones. So you still should have a discussion with people, the people that are valuable in your life. And then you document it all in this book.
Okay.
So it's something really good to have.
All right. So that's what then. All right. So then. I get what that is. What is now the Five Wishes program? And actually, how does it even help with people with this challenge here?
Yeah. So what it does is it makes it simple. You know, it's a scary thing. And it makes it friendly, too. It makes it so it's not so daunting. Just simple questions like, what music do you want? You know, like real questions. And that's one of the things in hospice when we did intake, those are the questions we would ask. By the time you're at the end, though, it's just overwhelming. And so if you document this earlier, and we do all have a vision of how we want to pass, right? I know for myself, I want them to have a celebration, a life celebration. I don't necessarily want, back in the day, I did because I was, selfish. I wanted certain people to be upset. But now I really want people to be happy and tell funny stories. You'll be there. You'll tell this story. I remember when I was interviewing her,
You wouldn't happen to be Irish, are you?
No, actually, I am. My name.
Are you really?
Siobhan, yeah.
Oh, that's true. Bit. Yes. Yes.
I would say just enough to have the name. Yeah, a little bit.
Well, you know what an Irish
yes.
funeral is, right?
I think those are awesome.
I mean,
celebration.
That's exactly what it is.
New Orleans is the same kind of way.
I've been
It's a celebration, and it should be, in my opinion, it should be that way. I want people to tell happy stories about me and laugh at me. My friends probably will have a whole host of stories, and I want that to be.
Is an Irish, and I say this because I'm part Irish.
Yeah.
And on my mom's side, when they do have Irish funerals, and by the way, I'm not embellishing this story, you're eating and drinking.
It's a party.
And you are sharing, and your funny stories.
Yeah.
And no one's leaving. And it is
that's what I want.
A celebration of life rather than this doom and gloom kind of morbid, I don't want to get into
but that's what
traditions
I want.
Or anything. But yeah, well, who wouldn't,
especially
right?
for my family. That's what's going to help them. You know what I mean? To it's going to help them to know it's okay to move on. It's going to help them to know it's okay to laugh. It's okay. Because a lot of times when people pass away, people feel like they can't have any joy. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm laughing, but so-and-so has just died. As opposed to laughing, and having fun, Yeah.
Who developed this, by the way?
This was developed by a wonderful gentleman, Jim Towey, and he was actually an attorney, and he was actually the attorney for Mother Teresa for 12 years.
How do you get that gig?
Yes, right? yep, until her death. And so he wanted to give back. He wanted to do something. So he created this organization called Aging with Dignity. He did this along with other doctors and nurses and lawyers, because obviously hospice is all about age, passing, quality passing and quality death, quality of life even at the end. And so he wanted to develop a program so people could put together their advanced directives. So it's almost like what I love about it is that he saw a need and he fulfilled it.
Boy, I'd like to have that on my resume. By the way, if Mother Teresa could hire me, then I must be good.
What a heart.
Well, if you're good enough for Mother Teresa. Yeah,
yes,
right?
Yes.
All right, so let's go right into it. Can you list then what the five wishes are?
Absolutely. So the first one is the person you want to make your healthcare decisions for you and when you cannot make them. The second one is the kind of medical treatment you want or do not want. The third one is how comfortable do you want to be? And the fourth one is how you want people to treat you. And the fifth one is what you want your loved ones to know. And these are all good questions. I mean, again, having come from hospice, it's like these are the things that people don't know. And it's stress. Oh, my gosh. The people that are going to be left behind, it stresses them out because they should we cremate? Should we not cremate?
Right.
Should we have a life celebration? Should we have a funeral? Who should be there? Who should be there at the person's bedside? Because a lot of times people come out of the woodwork, cousin Ann, that I don't want to be there. It's important and it's very detailed what you want to have.
I was right about to say it looks like you're covering issues or questions that most people would just – oh, wow. I didn't even think of that.
Yes. Yeah.
Folks, you are listening to Your Next Chapter. This is a production of Avery Heights Senior Living along with Siobhan Seffarelli. I'm Gary Byron. Is the five wishes, though, I thought I heard you say this. I just want to make sure I heard correctly. Mm-hmm. Is the directive a legal document?
Or? It is.
Okay. I thought
it is. It was created by the American Bar Association. And the Commission of Law and Aging. And so it is legal. Now, here's the thing. In 46 states, it meets all the legal requirements. And the other three states, it's kind of you really have to look into the booklet. And on I think it's like page 3 of the booklet, it actually tells you what goes on with those states. So some of the states, it doesn't. You have to have other people involved. Yeah. Some of them you have to have them notarized. So it is a little tricky for those other, four states. It's a little tricky for them. But for most of the states, it's legal, which is good.
Which right here, five wishes in my state. You know, if you live in the District of Columbia or more states, you can use it. If you live in one of the four states, Kansas, New Hampshire, Ohio, or Texas, you can still use the 5-8, but you may need extra. You may need that extra step. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you choose a healthcare agent?
So the important thing there is to remember not to choose the person who's going to be extremely emotional. A lot of times people choose that person who's close to you. Uh-huh. Like, I wouldn't choose my best friend. You know, I wouldn't choose you have to choose the person who is practical, the person that can kind of not disconnect, but the person that's going to realize that I love, you know, Saban, let's say Saban, for example, and therefore I want to follow her wishes. Not, I love Saban so much that maybe I don't want to be on machines and tubes. You got to pick that person that, I hate to say it this way, that but is okay with pulling that plug. And it's tough. And that's why this takes a while to pick that person. A lot of times people pick that emotional person. And I will tell you, as a professional, and you know, right now I'm in senior living, but even having been in hospice, that is the hardest thing, because now you have to get that person to the point where they're able to make decisions. I've had people not be able to make the decisions, not to be able to put the person on hospice, not to be able to maybe put them in a senior living community, not to be able to, you know, have certain treatments or give certain treatments, just not able to make a decision because they're too emotionally connected and they don't want to let go. And there's nothing wrong with those people. And a lot of times people do choose, if you hop over that person, they might get insulted, but then you have to explain to them, you know, this is going to be hard. And I did this so that you don't have to go through that, but you want to pick that practical. And you want to pick more than one person, because I've had it where someone passes away and you didn't pick a second person, and now you can become a conservator of the state. And that is very challenging. That person knows nothing about you.
Siobhan, I can, before this came out, I can almost imagine conflict within the same family, particularly
yes.
with siblings, where
yes.
it's like, no, dad told me that he wanted this. No, you're
yeah.
wrong, because we were just having dinner about a few months ago, and he said, no, I want this song. I don't want you to do that.
Yeah.
I'm
now
sorry.
Now it's written down.
See, exactly.
Yes.
And that's what this does.
And that's exactly what happens. And really bigger things like cremation or a casket or, you know, again, DNR, or pull that plug don't pull the plug. Not to be, but it's just like those are.
You got to cover everything.
Yeah,
right?
Important things. Yeah.
So once somebody, let's say, fills everything out in the Five Wishes packet here and they sign it, then what?
So depending where you are, you have to have it witnessed or notarized, depending on. Some places you just need witnesses and that's it. Then you want to make sure you give it to everyone that's close to you. But you also wanted to give it, you know, to your healthcare agent, your doctor, your attorney, and your loved ones. You want to give it, even if they're not the person who's listed as your healthcare agent, you still want to make sure they have a copy. Everyone you can think of. And then you want to put one, if you're an older adult, even if you're not, you want to put one on the fridge so that if the ambulance comes, there it is. And then they can see, okay, you know, this person's a DNR or whatever these things may be. So you want to make sure everyone has it, because the document is not worth anything if only you have it hidden away
safe
with no one has the combination.
It defeats the purpose.
It's like, what's going on here? So you definitely want to make sure you give it to everybody that you think of. You
when
know?
Does the advance directive take effect?
It takes effect when you can no longer make decisions for yourself, when you're too ill you know, to communicate, when you're unable to do so. So you could be, you know, unfortunately in a coma, or if you're Alzheimer's and dementia or in late stages, or you could just be unable to make decisions for yourself. Sometimes, you know, you unfortunately as older age, you could have, you know, depression or anything like that. So when, you know, a doctor deems you unable to make decisions anymore, this will take effect.
Okay.
So it's almost just like a POA, a power of attorney.
Oh, I got another question here. Oh, I bet this happens. What if, I shouldn't say what if, because I'm sure this is, people are going to do this. What if somebody changes their mind and they want to change the document or information? I don't mean as they're filling it out. Oops, I made a mistake. I mean, they fill it out, submit it. Okay. And time goes by and they go, you know what? Having second thoughts on something, then what?
So the first two, which are pretty heavy, your healthcare agent and what do you want to happen in the end? So if you want to be a DNR, DNI, which is do not resuscitate, do not intubate, or do not hospitalize. So this is a big, heavy section. You know, you don't want to have, you know, be a feeding tube, those things. So those two sections, you want to kind of redo the document because those are heavy. If it's the last three, then you can just cross off an initial. But if those first two, you want to redo the document because they're, you know, they're, you know, you want to make sure you're not just crossing off, you know, or, you know, putting in whatever it may be. These are heavy, heavy decisions. And then once you do that, you want to go ahead and make sure you get that back out to everybody. You don't want to use whiteout. You don't want to like rip piece of pages off.
Because then that could be questioned.
It's a legal document.
Say that they whited that out.
It truly is a legal document. But the one thing is those last three wishes, you don't have to be as intense about that.
I'm curious, though, if are you filling this out alone or are you filling this out with your loved ones, your children, your adult children, your spouse? I can see the pros and cons of each because you can be influenced in something that you may or may not want. But I always tell people that, you know, a separate set of eyes or a different train of thought could also help you make a rational decision. Sometimes if we're just so focused on our, you know, I know I'm guilty of this. I'll read something wrong and it's like, oh my, Gary, that's not what it said. I'll read it again. It's like, oh, you're right. You know, get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Should you do this alone or?
It really depends. It's like anything. And again, that's, you know, keep referring to hospice. But what we realize is everyone's unique. So it's like anything. It's like when you're, I hate to say trivialize it, but if you're picking a college. So do you do that alone? Maybe sometimes, like if you're going to, like my daughter wants to go to like California and I'm like, what? You know, so she's not going to be making that. I'll go visit them with her. But clearly when she makes
they want to be 3,000 miles away.
She's not going to make that decision with me. Yeah. So you want to, it depends. You know, you want to choose those people who are like, and that's how you weed out and find your healthcare agent. You know, that person who's going to be practical is that person who sits there and looks at this with you and helps you make decisions without putting in their own little 2 cents. Oh, you're, you know, oh my gosh, I'm going to, you know, it's like they understand where you're coming from.
This is such a valuable document.
It really is.
Do all your clients get this?
We are going to be doing a presentation at Avery Heights, definitely.
Wow, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
Really quickly, we're running out of time. How do people find out more information on this?
So online at 5wishes.org, and you can actually fill this out online as well, which is great. So you can order the booklet or fill it out online. I kind of like to do both. I'm kind of like, you know.
As long as they match up.
Yeah. Well,
she got one decision here different decision there.
I meant read through the booklet
and
then fill it out online. Yeah. So I have one in front of me because sometimes like reading online, like you were saying, to understand it better. And then if you don't, for some reason, if you're not an online person, just go ahead, give me a call and I can give you information on how to reach out in terms of phone numbers and so forth.
Folks, you have been listening to the latest edition of Your Next Chapter, Senior Living with Avery Heights. For more information on today's topic, the 5 wishes, please call 866-537-1444. I'll repeat that for you. It's 866-537-1444. Now, the first three callers, you're going to get a special lunch and tour over at Avery Heights. Wow, great stuff. This really with all of this. This is a great show. For Siobhan Cefarelli, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening. Until next Saturday, have a good one, everybody. So long.